So hopefully that our everything works out and our audio sounds good and all of that good stuff. Welcome back to True Hero. I almost said Grand Quest. Welcome back to True Hero. Last time, the party fought off some boars, met Myra Greenfield. Keep wanting to say Greenwater for some reason. Greenfield. And now are being led through the Forest of Darkness, the Forest of Night, to the location of the shrine. As you guys have passed through these forest, the dense wood line, the thick canopy, you have successfully, thanks to Myra, kind of avoided most of the conflict that you might have stumbled upon as you pass by large groups positioned throughout the forest of these cultists in purplish gray robes. Where purple seems to be the primary color, and then along the secondary, the trim is gray. They seem to be holding strange stabs with almost this, like, purple crystal that keeps, like, moving, and inside looks to be, like, a heartbeat. But they seem to be positioned throughout the forest as guards. You maneuver your way through, coming upon a strange church that seems to be consumed by most of the forest. Surrounding this church is more of these cultists. And surrounding those cultists seem to be skeletons and other creatures that have been summoned, undead or corrupted beasts. Though their patrols are moving, they're not fully positioned, it seems as if it may be a bit of more stealth mission to get in. Clara looks to the rest of you guys and says, I'm going to take Myra back. She doesn't need to be involved in this again. Make it back safe, everyone.
And you too, Clara.
She leaves. For all you viewers, Clara had to step away from the game. Kelly had to step away from the game. So it'll be continuing on with our five adventurers. So, now, you sit standing behind a rather large, thick tree looking over at the church. About six patrols each, holding about 12 zombies and four cultists, seem to be moving about, talking and communicating with each other, looking around, but they seem to be relaxed for the most part. How do you plan to get past them into the church?
I don't know if I'm as good at stealth.
I don't want to go in the church. It's pretty fucking creepy.
I don't think we can take that many people on either.
I don't think we can either. I mean, do we need to go?
I mean, can we just like burn it down and call it a day?
I like where your headset.
Oh, thanks.
But no, for something like this, whoever's in charge of this is probably in that church.
Probably.
We can get in there and cut the head off the snake, the rest of them go scatter.
Seeing this is like a necromancer type thing. We just kill the main in person and all the zombies and stuff will die.
He gets it.
We just have to make sure we don't make any noise, because... And we do it very fast, because if not, we will be surrounded.
I mean, who's quiet? I'm not as quiet.
I point over to Yoshi. Maybe our ninja?
Yoshi has already turned invisible.
Right there.
Oh! He's still there, like, you can see, like, his footprints on the ground as he's, like, crouched down watching everything, and, like, you can still hear him talking to you.
What's that, Nora?
Maybe I could summon my bear and he could go in, maybe hit a couple people and then run away and leave them off.
Siege beast.
And then I could resummon him.
Killdozer, I mean, with the bear.
And they wouldn't know the bear is tied to us. It would just seem like the wildlife forest.
Hopefully he isn't. Yeah, go.
Hopefully. Yeah.
I mean, that's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea at all. A really good distraction.
While Yoshi goes inside and cuts the head off the snake.
I feel like we all should. Maybe we let him lead it, though.
Yes. Yeah. Yoshi leads, but I'll follow.
Just to be clear, we have someone who's gone to actual war, and me, a courier and the son of a legitimate businessman. I was just putting out an idea. I don't know what y'all expect me to do with terms of leading. Shouldn't the person that's seen actual war?
Maybe I just look at Rain.
Lead the Rain.
She'd probably just want to blow it up, anyways.
Yeah, I feel like this.
I mean, that's not a bad idea either.
That is typically my go to. Things go boom, and then it's not a problem anymore. However, I don't have any gunpowder.
I mean, maybe it's like Skyrim. You kill enough enemies, and one of them will have, like, gunpowder on them.
You do remember the boars did pop into resources.
I mean,
I think that thing would have to probably have gunpowder on it, right? The boars dropped their meat and their leather.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say that some of these cultists won't be doing it? If we can track a few of them to an isolated spot.
Have you guys seen Looney Tunes?
You better Bugs Bunny. The
well, I was like, you know, you've seen that episode where he, like, dresses up as a girl and then, like, lures them away.
You're gonna Mulan them.
I mean, I don't have to do it myself. Above we have two girls here.
Above table, I had.
Girl. You don't know what they're into, okay?
Frequent flyer when I was an EMT. Mm-hmm. He and his wife met when they were teenagers in the French Resistance, and she would lure Nazis into the back alley, and he would shoot them in the head.
Yes, it happens. You
nice.
Know. I'm not saying, you know, women use your body, but
he was,
you know,
such a cool guy.
Women empowerment and all that.
Well, I think the bear is a good idea to start off with. Get some of those undead like distracted.
Once we go with the bear, it's kind of a ding, 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 ding. Everything's on.
Yeah. We could just watch their movements for a few minutes. See if we can isolate a group and separate them. And get rid of them quickly and quietly. And if that doesn't work, then we send in the bear.
And then we can go around the back, yeah?
Yeah.
I am also going to point out that I only have the other ingredient for piercing. For, like, a shrapnel bomb.
Also, isn't your only weapon right now a literal gun?
It's magic. Running off some kind of magic rules right now. It should have been out of bullets a while ago.
We don't use
right around the bear.
Pop the clip out and the clip is empty. Yep.
It's a fucking revolver too. Or the magazine go broke.
It's a 6-star.
Well, no, it's my gun. Right, that it was the item I brought over. So it's,
you brought
it's
in a actually Glock?
Like a, yes. close enough, pretty much. She pops the clip out. Yeah, no, I don't even know how this thing's firing. I wonder if I could shoot it without the clip in.
Can you curve the bullets?
No, that'd make too much noise.
Yeah, let's not do that right now. what type of competency check would it be if we wanted to like survey them for a bit and see if we could like just isolate one of them? Okay, ooh, can I do an intelligence?
I'm good at that.
So you're hoping to get the outcome of their movements, and I'm guessing particularly when either a group breaks off and is more isolated, or B, if there is an opening that you can take to get in. Is that what expecting? Is that what I'm
mostly just correct? Mostly just the first one. Just I just want to see. I just want to like see if we can isolate one of the groups.
Okay, go ahead. And give me a
Yoshi would do a check to see if we could sneak in.
Okay, so both of you give me intelligence competence tests. A DV or difficulty value of, let's go 13.
Okay.
Can I do one too?
Yeah, well, maybe we should let the intelligence.
Not for the same thing, but what are you looking for? Before you show me, I'm not going to have the same thing be looked for by multiple people, but that way otherwise it
might
be
exactly
a waste.
What exactly is Yoshi looking for?
Yoshi's looking for a space that you could, a time that there's enough of a space of not being watched that you can get in.
And what's Xander looking for?
When there
are we
is
to isolate a group?
No, when if there is a group that eventually becomes isolated enough that you guys could pull them away and get them.
Okay, well,
yeah,
because I don't know what else I'd look for.
Oh, I got one for you. Can you check their exact times and shit that they're gonna, or their exact fucking routine?
See if there's a schedule.
See if there's a schedule.
Yeah,
okay.
Do that.
I'll allow. I just don't want you guys doubling up because then one person wastes their card, which is their health. You know what I mean? So
I have dark vision.
Yeah.
If you're gonna do,
you're fucking human.
If you're gonna do something, then if you're gonna do like a check, I want it to be possibly worth something, right? So, all
right.
Right. Let's start with A. So let's start with you, Ruben. What'd you get?
I got a 7 of hearts. So
7 of heart. What is your intelligence modifier?
1. So that would be a total of 8.
8. It's from everything that you kind of gather through the you guys spend like about 2 hours sitting here watching them. Maybe even more based on Rain's outcome. But you guys spend a good amount of time watching, and it looks like when a group does start to rotate a patrol towards the forest more, kind of like moving to one of the camps out in the forest to check on to get information and check on them, they move with a rather large group of these skeletons. Like normally there's about 12 skeletons per group, and so you're looking at 4 cultists moving with 12 skeletons. They never break that formation. And so it's almost impossible to find a spot where you can isolate a small group.
Gotcha.
Yoshi, your turn. You're looking for a moment that can be broken in.
That is a King of Hearts.
Which is...
I have a +1 to my intelligence.
Which is...
That would be 13.
But it is
14.
Not, 14. It is not a... Yeah.
There is... About 3 or 4 hours in, there is a moment... But it is very short. But there is a moment when it seems like one group is on the south wall, and they are, for just a few seconds, left alone. It's still too big of a group to attack, and not enough time to do any real attack before more show up. But it definitely looks like you have maybe about 10 seconds to get from where you are to inside the building and hidden before more people show up. It's possible. Extremely hard, but possible. Rain, go ahead. Your difficulty value is 13 as well.
That is a Jack of Hearts. And my bonus is a 3. So that would be a 14.
Okay. That you kind of make the party stay a little longer because you're starting to catch on to something. It seems as if every 4 hours, two of the groups go into the building, and then only one group comes out, and it's not the same as the other two. And then they take the place of the two groups to watch the front of the place, leaving the front watched and the south watched. But it's one group replacing for 4 hours what two groups do. And then they switch back, and then they switch back, and then they switch back, and switch back. They seem to have a 4 hour shift, but they seem to switch out one group for two groups, and then the two groups for one group. The south wall seems to never switch. What's up?
Do we know how much is in that group?
4 mages, 12 skeletons.
Oh, okay, I was like, we can Scooby-Doo our way in and like knock them out or whatever and take.
Well, are you asking what's in the group of just one?
Just whatever groups go inside, because okay, so if we can get groups, 5 robes,
the
we can.
The two groups that go inside are the four cultists and then the 12 skeletons. The group that comes out is 4 mages and 4 zombies. So it seems like the zombies carry more power with them, because you can see every now and then the mage, like the mages there of the cult try to have to reassert dominance. Where they never see them doing that with the skeletons.
Our best time to get into the church would be when it's just the one group, because one, the mages are going to be partially distracted by trying to keep control over those things.
And if we can maybe get the zombies distracted by North Bear, zombies don't listen to the mages as much, the zombies will chase after it, and then we can sneak inside.
I
need everyone to give me a general competence test. This is just one card.
You don't
add anything to it. What were you gonna do, Ashton?
I was gonna say, because if we wait for one group to come outside and do that, there's still two groups inside that we might have to do.
And then there's still also groups that are moving about in the forest. But yeah, everyone.
Maybe we wait till more of them are outside and we.
Yeah, give me a general competence test, everyone. Just draw.
So 9 in total.
9 total.
13. Well, that's of my best. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. General competence tests, you don't add anything to unless you particularly have something to add something to it. A queen.
Yeah, I don't know how to get this queen. Show as easily.
Well, if you weren't. Hold on, buddy. Just back it up a little bit.
Back
pull
it up, it, yeah.
Pull it up, pull it, 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 pull it closer to your face. Is that a gag?
Hey.
There we go.
It's a king.
It's a king.
Okay, yeah. So. Nora, what'd you get?
Jack.
Okay. Everyone but Ashton. Ashton seems a little bit more fixated on it's almost like this is like a video game, a sneaking based like Assassin's Creed to him, and he's like real focused on like figuring it out that he doesn't catch a sound in the forest behind you. As all 4 of you turn, Ashton then eventually realizes and turns, and there is a figure hidden behind some trees in one of those cloaks. He seems really big, and the cloak doesn't seem to fit him all that well, but like he spots that you see him, and he quickly dashes behind and seems to move away from you.
Yoshi is immediately like teleporting towards him.
What the fuck are you guys doing? I'm gonna just run after
him. Ashton just sees us all sprint.
Those of you who ran after, give me a give me an agility competence test. A difficulty value of 15, because this person is rather swift. He pulled back.
Ten in total.
Oh, 10 in total. Just tell me what it is.
Okay. 9, 10 in total.
10 in total.
Okay, I'm going to have to shuffle my total. Deck because that is the yep. third.
Remember when you use when you do a competence test, the card you use goes into your fatigue pile.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's a king, and then what did you get, Rain?
11 in total.
11 in total. Nora, are you even trying to chase this motherfucker?
Nope.
You're just like, they'll get him. And yeah, it looks as if he's going to get away. But so you got a
king. I threw a king of diamonds.
Yeah, so it looks like he's about to get away, and then as Yoshi gets behind like a tree, he like whoa, never comes out on the other side until out from behind the tree ahead of the man comes Yoshi just clotheslining him. It's hard. It's like trying to stop a bull, but thanks to inertia, he hits it, flips, you fall back because of the force of him running. Because this man stands probably about a foot taller than you, and is probably about half a foot wider than you. And as you just get knocked to the floor, but you knock him to the floor, his hood falls off and reveals let's see if I can show it. Reveals that man. Right there.
Can't see him too well.
Yep,
Pretty Fox Man.
Yep.
Pretty Fox Man.
Yep.
With long
blonde haired, kind of spiky in some spots, but has these sharp black ears as he just gets up and like draws a rather large, thick sword from beneath the cloak.
It's a bastard sword.
But yeah, he draws it and brandishes it with two hands because it's too heavy.
Is his bastard sword bigger than Nash's bastard sword?
About equivalent to like I'll let you just keep that.
Is it like an average size bastard sword?
Look,
or something?
It's not the size that matters. It's how you use it. Okay.
Yeah.
But he draws it and readies. What's up?
He draws it. Okay.
Okay. He's already drawn his weapon, and he's like, I mean, you no harm. Clearly, you're not with the cult. I'm not with the cult either. Do not hurt me. Do not attack me.
Yoshi just kind of like problems. Yoshi just kind of spreads his arms, and he's just kind of slowly circling around this guy. He's like, now, no one said anything about attacking. Who exactly are you?
Let me see. My name is Ryzen. I'm an adventurer. Right. The capital city, yeah. Of Crystal
Why
City.
Why are you cosplaying as one of these cult members?
I don't... what the fuck do you mean cosplaying? I'm undercover. I'm trying to sneak in.
Why are you dressed up as one of them?
I'm trying to sneak in. I killed a couple of the groups, and now I'm trying to get in.
You killed a couple of the groups by yourself?
Technically, I killed the one controlling their undead, and then the undead did the dirty work for me for the rest. But, yes.
So these undead don't just poof off when you kill the necromancer. They just go free.
Do you not know anything of magic? No. A summoned beast is here until it is killed.
No, thankfully, can you tell which person summoned them?
Well, okay. First of all, before I start sharing things, you may not be with the cult, but that doesn't make you my ally.
Oh, sorry, I'm Ashton.
He puts his sword away. Nice to meet
That's Ashton. I'm Yoshi.
I'm Ruben.
I'm Rain.
Good to meet you, Rain. And it's Ruben and Yoshi and Ashton.
I don't think Nora came with us.
Guys, I'll be right back. I'm going to go run and grab Nora.
Yeah, you run. Nora, Ashton shows back up all like... running and
I'm walking back.
walking with them.
They found a fox guy.
Eventually. Oh, fox guy.
You'll see when he gets there. He's a foxy.
I wonder if he's fluffy.
Eventually, now we move back to the party, Yoshi, Ruben, and Rain before Ashton and Nora show up. Luke, are you adventurous?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Who gave you the quest, and do you have quest papers that prove that this is your quest? Because I've been doing this a long time, and I've had plenty of people just trying to do things, saying they're adventurers, or people just, honestly, I used to have a party, but they turned out to be mostly part of the Assassin's Guild and tried to kill me. So, honestly, I have trust issues. I do have trust issues.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, we didn't get a quest to do this. We just,
you know,
we were asked to find the Lord. He's a Lord, right? The mayor. There's a little town back that way.
Yes, I don't think I've ever been there, but I have heard of it. It's a small little farming village, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. The mayor, Lord, whoever like runs it, his daughter had gone.
So did you
find
her?
Well, not missing. Yes, our other party member took her back to the village.
Was that your only quest? Because I don't want you to get harmed doing something. I personally took on a quest to investigate a cult in these woods, and if I don't...
Mira asked us to do that.
Yeah, we were tasked to investigate what was going on with the shrine that she was sent to
very
as well.
So it looks... Now Ashton and Nora show up, and he goes, very well, it looks as if your quest aligns with mine. As long as you're not gonna backstab me and kill me and try to take all my gear and offer me up to whoever put out my name on the fucking hit lists, then I think I would gladly like to work with you.
On my honor as a knight of the Round Table of the Pizzazz Order Hut, I forgot what the fuck we called it.
Did you just make that up?
No, we didn't.
It sounds like you just made that up.
No, of course. Are you calling me a liar?
Kind of.
I'm holding my hand up, my right hand up, okay?
I don't know what that
entails.
We're
not gonna try to stab you in the back.
We promise on our guild not to backstab you.
What guild
what
are you a part of?
Pizzazz.
We're not part of a guild.
It was Pizzazz Hut, yeah.
Is your friend delusional?
No, we...
He's young and inexperienced. But he's got a good
heart. Look, I'm not questioning that you're not an honorable person. You're willing to just immediately side with someone you don't know that's dressed in cult robes. If anything, I get it. Doesn't really look like this cult. This robe was made for me. I understand that. It's kind of hard as he shows heavy armor underneath his cloak. Hard to hide the heavy armor. And have it on and under
also,
the cloak at the same time.
Well, and you wouldn't
every
be having
one
a conversation
of those cult members have undead with them, and you didn't. So,
at least you're smart. All right. Well, like I said, my name is Ryzen. I'm a warrior from a distant Asian land, a distant Eastern land, and I've so there's some customs I don't quite know of your peoples yet, but I have made my way up the Adventuring Guild rather quickly. So. I'm decently well-known, stick with me, and maybe Guild of Pizzazz or Order of Pizzazz will become a real thing, right?
Yes. Maybe.
Sure.
I just,
It was Order of the Round Table, Knights of Pizzazz.
Order of the Round Table, Knights of Pizzazz.
I'm gonna remind everyone.
Do you have, like, 8 slices of people?
We don't have 8 members.
You don't have 8 members? Well, it sounds like you're missing a few slices. Anyway, no, but yeah, he kind of just holds his hand out and says, so, we're going to work together on this, then?
Yoshi's going to extend his hand to him and shake it as well.
All right.
Yeah, I'll shake his hand as well.
I just want to
make sure, Yoshi, of course,
perfectly clear. I am not sharing any of my reward from the quest I took. You will, I'm sure, negotiated your reward from the quest taker you got, right?
Finders,
yeah.
Keepers.
So, I'm not sharing the quest reward from the Crystal City Guild. Just making that
That's
very clear.
Fine.
It's kind of my way of life. I kind of need it.
That's
you good with splitting any loot that we find from killing these guys?
To be honest, I kind of have like a thing where I don't really loot bodies. You want to loot bodies, that's on you. I'm just here to stop whatever this cult is doing. I'm getting paid a pretty good price for it too, especially because I charge an extra fee because I'm by myself. So as long as
I do have a request though.
What is it, Ruben?
We don't want any of your cut, but maybe you could introduce us to the guilds in Crystal City.
I'll tell you
once we get there.
If you survive, you make it through all of this, and you show that you're a decent team and a decent fighters and adventurers, I'll put a word in for you. And if you're ever in Crystal City, then you can find me at the Crystal City Shard Guild and
Shard Guild.
Yeah, like Shard, like Broken Crystal. Yeah.
What is up with this land of crystals?
Well, it honestly, the Crystal City did used to be.
Sorry, we're from the east, so we don't know.
Wait, you're from the east as well?
What east are you from?
The eastern continent. The only eastern continent.
I said from the east, not an eastern continent, just the east.
Okay, like I said, maybe I'm still new here. I've only been here 2 years, so maybe your eastern sides don't work as in unit as. Okay, you know, I'm not even going to get into that.
No, you're farther east than where we're from, is what I'm saying.
Okay. I am definitely.
You're from the eastern continent, and I said we're from the east.
Okay, yep. No, that's what I'm saying. Yep. As I'm saying, maybe the east part of this place doesn't work well. It doesn't, like, connect with the rest of the place, and so they don't know. I don't know. I've only been here 2 years.
I don't know.
So, all right. But that's not the point. The point is we've got to go and deal with this situation. So, like I said, I'm a warrior. I fight. That's what I do. I hit hard, and I get hit harder.
Have you thought of any plan on how to get in there and stop this?
Well, I was going to just try to walk in. Points to the robes.
I mean, what would you do when you're inside, though? What's the plan once you get in?
Find where the ritual is going on and kill every single person doing it.
There's a lot of them,
beginning
though.
To like this guy.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, the ones I fought kind of went down like wet paper, so I don't think this is... If this is a bigger organization, I don't think they were sent their strongest people here.
Hmm.
But, again, I'm not into investigating exactly who these people are, just here to stop it.
Maybe we could then distract some of them with the bear and then get inside and kill them if they're not that
bear?
Bad.
Did you find
maybe you'll
some
find
way,
out.
Did you find some way to lure that big-ass bear?
Nora has a bear.
Nora has... Are you a beast?
No,
master?
We killed it.
All right, well, you're starting to sound a little
She's
bit
like
better
a necromancer
in
and a summoner in one.
She's a
I have
master.
A crab, too.
What was the name of that bear again?
Yeah,
Ragnar the Rager.
Yes. Ragnar the Rager. Yeah.
Like I said, you all are definitely starting to sound a little bit better in my brain.
We had to fight these weird boars, too.
I did see a couple of corrupt creatures. The darkness's influence is rather rampant. Just wait till you fight some corrupted aberrations. God, those things hurt. Anyways, going forward, if you prove yourself like you are currently telling me you killed Ragnar, which is awesome, make sure you turn that into to nowhere else but the Capital City Guild. Crystal City Guild only. That is going to give you the best payout for something like that. Turn it into a lower level guild. They're just going to give you a little bit.
How much would they pay for Ragnar?
Ragnar was a class C beast. You're looking at probably 100 gold for his head.
I just kind of like whisper towards the group. That's a lot more than 3 gold.
Yeah, if you turn
it
into like a low,
more than 3 gold.
If you turn it into like a local lord or something, they'll pay you like 25 at most for a head of his level, and then they'll turn it in themselves and get more. It's
how much you think we'd get for an ear?
For an ear of what?
Of him.
Oh, same thing. Head, ear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It's a mark
of kill.
I thought
they'd want a trophy, but yeah.
No, not really. Though if you do bring his body back, you could sell him for his parts and get more money as well.
When he comes back, does he look like he's
He can't be harvested again.
No, I'm saying harvested again, but I was... No.
Does he look the same?
Yeah. He does. He looks like he did before he got killed.
But is he, like, tangible?
He's tangible, but he's not, like... He's tangible by the fact that he's been summoned here, and he's only able to be here by command of Nora.
Yeah, so, but you can't get rid of him. Because I was like, you know, we could just
kill him. If they stabbed him a bunch to get parts from him, he would die and she would lose the ability to summon him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know, we could just have another Ragnar the Red. It is something else, yeah.
But anyways, all right. So, what did you guys have a plan? You said something about using the bear. Now that that's been discussed, and I know what bear you're talking about... What was your idea on it?
Well, I mean, we watched their patrol patterns. There is a window where we could potentially sneak in.
Mm-hmm. How long?
But it would be
a decent-sized group now.
From where you first encountered us to the entrance, and
how long? Time wise.
Oh, how long
is the window?
10 seconds.
Are you all
hold
very...
on? If we're going to use the distraction method, there is a 4-hour window where there is only one group guarding the area. It's two mages and 4 zombies?
Nope.
Yes,
four
but
mages,
then there's two groups
zombies.
Inside.
4 mages, 2 zombies.
Yeah.
4 mages, 4 zombies versus the 4 mages and 12 skeletons.
Yeah.
I mean, we
four
could
mages
just,
and 4 zombies.
We could take out the one group inside, take all their, or take out the one group outside, whenever they do come outside. Take their garbs or whatever. I mean, how many of you said? Did we get only 4?
I have
four. Four,
I
mean, four.
I actually do have some extras in case this one got torn. I have 2 others.
So we could take out the group as they come in, and then whenever the switch comes, you know, hide the body, go inside, and then now it's, you know, there's the 2 groups outside, and one group's gone, and we...
Well, what do you think? Wouldn't you think that the 2 groups would get
how do
curious?
We explain the lack of zombies?
Oh, fuck. Okay. Well, I mean, the zombies, yeah. No,
what about
true.
The guards on the south? Wouldn't they come and try to intervene with the fight if we take on the... They would probably alert the guards
well,
on the south.
Well, I thought that we would be able to take them out like how you did, very nice and quietly.
Yeah, I mean... It's possible. Honestly, if we're able to kill, if we are able to locate the caster and control over the undead, and we kill, we target them and we kill enough of those ones, the undead will go on a rampage. They would have to spend time to try to re-grab the control over the undead. It would be chaos if we throw a bear into that for a little bit, a rampaging Ragnar, then it might, they'll understand
his
this, Nora. You renamed... Oh, okay. That is a weird name to go from such an angry bear to a... Stanton. If we use the big Stanton bear to attack, it would cause even more chaos. But you have to understand, Nora. I know a decent bit about Beastmasters. My culture actually prefers Beastmaster paths. I'm kind of a black sheep of my clan. But anyways... You could lose Stanton. Once he's been killed a second time, he cannot return. Unless you have bred the souls with more than with another bear, then you could have had like you could have created physical creatures. This is a weird thing, I understand, but it happens. Ghosts can make real babies.
Make sure
I don't know what the hell.
I'll make sure to desummon him before
that's
he gets to that point.
Weird.
It will take time for
that
Stanton
is...
to heal. Look, the way spirits work in this world are beyond just standard ghosts. And animals have a very powerful spirits, and animals that are powerful like Stanton was at least as far as my family would say, are exceptions into the standard rulings of spirits. They are both, they can both be physical and spiritual. So, and then Beastmasters basically up that by giving them a whole second life. Anyways.
Wait, Nora, does that mean you can breed your crab and have little crab babies too?
Yes.
Yes, I can.
Anyways, you would need a proper zone for it that has been blessed and has been enriched for spiritual energy to do something like that. Most of the land where I come from has been bolstered that way. Anyhow, so if we do that, then it'll throw absolute chaos. It might grab all of the attention from inside, and we could possibly make it down to the ritual zone. It'd be hard, and we're gonna definitely have to pick the fight with the South and the North. I can take on the South if you and try to target theirs. If you all want to take on the North.
Sounds good to me.
You're going to have to do it quick. If you get to jump on them, they might not be able to fight back.
They don't call me Minuteman for nothing.
I just look at Yoshi. I mean, he can go invisible, so...
That's nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, I see you're a... looks at Rain. I see you're a firearms user.
Yeah. I also like bombs, but I'm unfortunately out of gunpowder.
Oh, actually, hold on. He pulls out a sack that he got from a couple of the cultists. They had some. Oh, by the way.
Fuck. Yes.
Do you all have bags?
No.
Well, now you do. He throws one to each of you. Your inventory slots have
been
increased.
Where are you carrying all of this?
Inside my bag. Underneath, he lifts up.
Carry bags in your bag.
You now see why his hips look so big. He has two bags on. He has two like pouches on either side. Adventurer's always got to have enough. By the way, everyone, for the viewers, we are we're doing a house rule. This is not how the game actually works. How the game works is, and one item takes up one slot. Even if you have three of the same items, it will take up three spots. However, in this game, because we're D&D primaries and we liked our inventory spaces, we are going to make it to where items stack. So if an item is of the same kind, it will stack upon itself. I think we should still add some game rules just to play along to where the stack size is like 20. But we'll see about that.
Sure.
But mostly just so that they don't run out of inventory like stupidly quick and they can, you know, feel like adventurers. And you know, anime and JRPG adventures. So, items will stack. Armor will not stack on itself, though. I just refuse to have, like, suddenly two armor in one spot. That doesn't make any sense. If it's, like a flower, fucking 30 flowers in one, that's fine. But that's just how we're gonna run it. So, you guys, with the bag... You each gain an additional three slots of inventory space.
For 13 total. Yep. How much gunpowder did it give me?
He had given you three. It wasn't a whole lot, but it was
three.
So, if you guys can get to... Now that you've... just saying, I'm not asking for you to pay that back, but I won't deny some coin my way for them. Just saying. They weren't mine, but I did do the work for them. But again, I'm not asking for you to pay for him. But if you want to throw
I'm
a coin,
just going to hand him my silver coin that I have.
I'll count that as one for it is enough for everyone. He puts it in a pouch. All right. So, yes.
You gave me gunpowder.
I will She's really into two explosives, huh?
Ruben just like something aggressively like nods his head.
I've never seen a kobold purr before. It's weird.
Hey, it's nice sometimes. We already saved a village because of her. So,
well, that's good. All right.
Kid was making bombs on his own. So,
well, that's dangerous. Who's letting a child play with explosives?
I don't know. He lives by himself too, I think.
No, he's like the blacksmith's ward.
Mm.
No, I was like, I thought he was more of a man.
He's like 15, Pat said.
Oh. He's 15.
Is he? Okay, in my head, he was like 20.
Oh, well, to be fair, 15 is relatively mature in most of the world's kind of understanding. I mean, you become a man at the age of 13 in my clan. So, and then you are immediately trained to Beastmaster by being put up against creatures non-stop. Where I could never make a link with a creature... It didn't come to me. I could kill them like no tomorrow, though. Brutally. I once took a boar and ripped its head off with my bare hands. It's pretty good.
Oh, poor thing.
I mean... I ate him, so he didn't go to waste. Parents weren't too happy at me, either. They told me it was a waste as well. Anyways... I'll be heading off. If you want it, here's three of the cloaks. I'll be heading off to get close enough to probably ambush or attack the ones on the south. So good luck on the north.
Good luck.
Let's meet up at the place where I spotted you. Well, where you spotted me spotting you, and then we'll move in after the chaos fully unravels. Good luck. And he puts the hood back on, hides everything that he had and tries to like tighten the cloak up a little bit better so that his armor doesn't show and moves into the forest.
Okay.
He seems nice.
I think he's trustworthy. So Yoshi, you can go invisible, so three of us others should maybe take one of those cloaks he gave us.
Yeah, there's someone without a cloak. You guys could just say that you found me. Like a... whatchamacallit? Prisoner?
You want to be bait.
Well,
I mean, put it like this. If you guys are walking with me out in the open...
We're going to try and kill him quick. I'm just saying we should put the cloaks on just in case.
Well, we only have three cloaks.
I don't think we should do a prisoner strategy. They have a very strict routine, and they know that we're not a part of it.
Hmm.
Hey, Pat, can I take a quick look around for any mushrooms?
Yes. One second. There's a fucking challenge you need to do for that. Hold on.
Are you looking for psychedelics?
Yeah, baby.
Whoa, man!
To find a plant stressing or mushroom out. In the specific environment, intelligence competence test with variable DV is required. Common DV7, rare DV20. What is the mushroom that you're looking for?
It's the one that goes in a spore bomb.
Is it? Is it like an orange?
It's a
like
yellowy yellow? One. Orange, yeah.
Is it that one? Yeah.
Yes, okay. That one.
So that is a common, so you need a difficulty value of 7 of an intelligence competence test.
Okay. That's a 9 of clubs.
A 9 of clubs.
Plus 3 for plus 12.
3 for 12. You will find... It didn't tell me like how many you would find, so I guess that leaves it up to me. You will find, because it was, we'll say that was how many points above the difficulty value? So
you said it was 7?
12, yeah. So 5.
5.
It's 5, so minus 1 for the that, so you'll find 4. So.
Hell yeah.
That's
what is that mushroom called?
It is the blah, 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 the Luminous Porla Porla Luminous Poria Luminous Poria
Leviosa
Leviosa.
All right, should we go to the north group and deal? I look at the rest of you. Should we go to the north group then and deal with them?
Yeah, but again, how are we going? We have the...
Well, he said we just need to get in there and kill him quick, and then the undead will just start causing a rampage, so we just need to kill the main caster.
Okay, so just run up in there and
hope.
But I think Yoshi,
yeah,
he can be invisible, so
I recommend you maybe take a moment to locate which one is the caster.
Oh yeah.
Note that they're all mages, and they can all they're but only one of them has summoned them.
All right, I'll I'll sacrifice one more card to do an intelligence competency test. I just want to like see if I can try and spot the main mage.
Is that something that we could have discerned during like the
No.
But what's the action?
Yes. Okay, so what group is outside of undead?
Right now, zombies.
In the north, in the zombies. So yes, we know how to discern it because the zombies are more aggressive and shit like that. So they're having to keep them in order.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Because you remembered that, the difficulty value for this just went down. It was going to be a 13. It is now going to be a 10. Just because you remembered that. So.
Well, it doesn't really matter because I drew a 2. It is of the steed, so it's 4 plus 1, so 5.
As you're looking at it, whoever is the main caster loses momentary control, and again, you don't know which one is the main caster, but someone grabs attention again, but you watch as a strange thing happens as the zombies kind of look towards the person who grabs their attention, then looks to a different one, and then pays attention to them, and then looks to a different one, and they seem to be switching off control. Until the zombies calm down. So it's kind of like the game of cups. Now you don't know which one has ended with the control. You can
they're playing musical chairs with the zombies. Yeah,
another person can attempt this if they wish to. But not Reuben.
Okay.
Rain has the best intelligence, but I don't know if you want to use more cards.
Yeah.
I'll use a card. 10, a diamond.
You already succeed.
Plus one because
plus
of your.
One.
Yep. As you are used to the streets, you are a pizza delivery boy on the streets of New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're used to
Francisco.
People. Yeah, Francisco. Yeah. Oh yeah, Francisco. Francisco.
No. Yeah, that place. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
San Francisco.
You're used to people. Trying to pull one over on you. You're used to this kind of like sleight of hand maneuver, and it's not hard for you to follow which one it is. Where like Reuben is not used to this. He's like looking, gets lost in the air, just like that one. Yep.
Oh yeah, it's him.
Yep. The one on the far left is now ended with the control, and you guys know that.
Okay.
Yoshi.
Yes.
Stealth archer him.
Stealth archer gun Yosh pulls out.
Just motions at the katana on his hip, and he goes, "Do you see a fucking bow?"
Do I?
It was more of a fucking Skyrim joke, but goddamn it!
Just fucking you're ninja, throw
you
the katana.
Can do it.
Yoshi,
the katana.
Yoshi would pop his. Yoshi would pop his Cosmic Void Veil, and he
now
would
remember,
begin to move into position.
To use Cosmic Void Veil, you still need to have the card. You can't freely pop your CTs.
So would he have to drop off the top or draw off the top and draw a face card then?
He would. Or you can initiate combat. And target them as quickly as possible and kill them, then the zombies will go out of control. You will all get you will all get a jump on them. You're attacking from surprise, which means that they will not act for the first round. So you do have a chance to just kill that guy. What's up?
The only way we can roll multiple cards at once is whenever we are in combat, right?
Yes.
That's why.
Otherwise, you just draw off the top.
Yes.
Yes, that's
so
why.
He can
every encounter is just right off the top.
Yeah, he can risk drawing off the top, though if it is a if it is not of a face card, and I believe it's a self effect card, so it has to be of your blessed seed.
It is.
And so there is a chance that you just will not pop that off and waste a card.
Yeah.
Or you can initiate combat, get the surprise, like have somebody else.
You're having a surprise round then.
Yeah, you just need somebody with a range or somebody or a group of people with range to start the encounter, or Ashton and Yoshi can sprint up and stuff like that.
I can throw a bomb.
No, well, this is the thing is we don't want to be too loud because Well, if we are loud, then
you could borrow it if you'd like.
Yeah.
If he has any CTs that use a bow.
I don't have any ranged CTs. All of my stuff is melee.
You don't even have a
shirt.
Oh, speaking of, I wanted to make a custom weapon.
Yeah. Well, we can make a custom weapon once you get back to the blacksmith. So just remind me about that.
I have fur. And I know this is a stupid idea. But, you know, have you guys ever heard of the, you know,
the pillow thing
on the gun?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what?
Could we try to jury rig some shit like that to make her a silencer?
To sacrifice one of the fur pelts.
It's not mine, so if you guys want to, it's up to the team.
You can 100% silence the shot.
I kind of like those fur pelts, but if you want to use one.
And that's the thing is, you know, because if not, then they're going to hear us.
No, you go ahead and use one. I think that would be good.
Well, I also have magical shit that's distance.
Well, there you go. We don't need but do they make noise, though?
I mean, one of them's a lance of lightning.
I feel like the gun's quiet.
I do have Void's Touch, which is a magic distance spell.
I can also smack him with a tree branch.
You know what? I am going to... I'm going to take the risk.
Let's do it.
I am... shuffling.
Okay. As we all wait in utter... tension and silence...
Natural 20.
Yep, come on. Basically, right. the references of natural 20 this.
Yo!
And it does trigger. As
no
during
way.
The conversation, dude. Everyone is debating. Yoshi just goes, you know what? Fuck this. Poof! And he's fucking gone. As the shadows of the trees and the canopy begin to envelop him, making him disappear, you see the small little paddle pets of footsteps as he moves up silently towards his target. You guys don't see it, but he is readying with his sword, with his weapon, about to attack. And right as he's about to attack and everyone else notices it's time to get ready, we're going to end the episode. See y'all next time! Thanks for watching, everyone. Have a nice night. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Strangers together.